Why did you decide that you wanted to run for the city council in the 5th Ward?
I've always been interested in politics. I've actually worked in politics since I was about 12, off and on. My husband passed away recently, and I had the time to really think about it and decided that I really would want to serve Keokuk and my ward. So I went out, got the signatures, and here I am.
What are some of the qualities, traits, experiences that you think would help you while you're on the city council?
I was born and raised in Keokuk, and I can remember when it was a fairly booming town, and our main street had lots of shops, and a lot of our industries, if not most of them, were home-owned. And now it's a whole different world, and our population has decreased significantly. Our tax base has decreased significantly, but our needs have increased in street repairs and the large sewer project that's having to be done with the federal government's, they say we have to do it, and things like that, and the money's just not there. I'd like to work with our city manager, who I admire a lot, to bring some kind of industries, not necessarily manufacturing, but it's some of the high-tech industries in, and work with this new SCC program out there to train people for these high-tech jobs. There's people that I think are willing to work and willing to be trained in Keokuk for good jobs that pay a good living wage.
And one of the questions I was going to ask you is, do you support the idea of keeping the city mayor or the city administrator, having the part-time mayor, the full-time city administrator? Do you support keeping that form of government?
Definitely. We need somebody that's a professional manager. The mayor's great. It's great to have somebody there to do the public relations, but we really need somebody that's trained in management, and I think Aaron's doing a great job, and I think this can only be a positive for Keokuk.
Looking ahead a little bit, what do you see as the biggest challenge that's facing Keokuk, and how as a city council member would you work on that?
I really do think it's bringing in people from outside to be a part of Keokuk, to invest in Keokuk, and to change attitudes in Keokuk. I have felt for a long time, and maybe it's because I was born and raised here, that there's always been an us against them attitude, and I don't want that for our town. Everybody in Keokuk is important, no matter where they live, what kind of job they have. I want to be a representative of people all across Keokuk, not just in my ward, but if I hear something and I can bring it to the attention of the council that I think it would be an improvement in Keokuk or helps people, I want to be that person that somebody could go to. We've got to be positive about Keokuk and bring people in and increase our population, increase our tax base.
Is just that positive attitude, is that the first step in getting past that mindset, do you think? Do you have other ideas to maybe get past that mindset?
Well, I think listening. I think so often people don't feel that they're heard. And so I think just listening and talking to people is the biggest thing that we can do. When you're not heard, you don't feel like you're worth anything. And people in this town are worth something. And I want to be a conduit to help improve Keokuk.
Do you think the city does a good job of listening to people? Or do you think that that's something that maybe has been lacking?
I think people try to listen. I really do. Sometimes I think that when people have been in government for a long time or in a political office for a long time or even for 3 or 4 years, sometimes it's easy to get complacent, and I think it's easy to say, well, I'm in the city hall and I know best. And I think, again, that's that failure to listen. And so I don't think they always hear. And so we can always improve.
One of the biggest things that the city council does is craft the budget each year for the city. And really now it's presented from the city administrator and then the council weighs in on it. What would be some of your priorities? What are some of those areas that you'd say, we need to make sure we're getting enough money into these areas, and that's where we need to be focusing?
Well, of course, everybody says our streets are horrible, and I do understand that. I just came back from Spokane, Washington. They have some horrible streets, too. I think that's a problem that everybody feels all the time. I think maybe we need to be more transparent with why we're repairing some streets and why that comes, one street comes before another. Again, I think some people feel like they aren't listened to and their streets are bad. But I also do think that we have to remember that we are a town of 10, 11,000 with a town infrastructure for 16, 17, 18,000. So, you know, I really think we have to start thinking about that.
Sometimes there's always talk on the council of privatization. Could we save money by privatizing some city services? Is that something you'd be open to considering if you were on the council?
I'm open to considering most everything. However, I think sometimes it would be better if the city had a little bit more say rather than just putting off to the private sector. I really think that while I am for small government, I think sometimes the city itself would do a better job. So, you know, I'm willing to listen both ways.
Looking at some of the issues that are out there right now, one of the newest additions to Keokuk is the entertainment barge that's docked along the riverfront. What would you like to see with that property that's here now?
I'm excited about that. I would like to see it advertised as a place for meetings. You know, I hope that our industries that are here that will take advantage of that and bring people into Keokuk. That'll help our downtown area. It'll help our restaurants, our hotels, if we have larger meetings there. There are some private organizations, I'm sure, that could take advantage of it. I'd like to see, be great if there would be a restaurant or maybe even small shops. I don't know. Just I have not seen it myself. So without that knowledge, I really don't want to go into too much. But I think it can be a real positive thing for our riverfront.
There's again been some talk of maybe tweaking the noise ordinance, dealing with bands and such in the downtown area, and then too loud a noise later at night. Do you think that this needs to be something that Keokuk City Council looks at again, or do you think kind of what the city has been working, it's been in place for a few years?
I understand when people can't sleep. I really do. But I also understand that businesses have to draw in, and I think some of these bands are great. They do get to be a little noisy, but, you know, people do enjoy it, and often I hear there's nothing to do in Keokuk, and I think I saw several bands at the street fair this year that were wonderful, and so I think that we need to encourage that. However, I do think that we need to enforce it, the current ordinance, and I think that bar owners need to be aware of people that don't always attend these things and do need to have their sleep at night. So I think we just need to work together and enforce what we have.
Keokuk has also really made an effort putting more money to deal with vacant properties, to deal with these dilapidated buildings. Is that a good approach for the city to be doing, to be demolishing these homes that are in disrepair?
Some of them are beyond repair. I do believe that. But I'm really a preservationist if possible. And that's why I'd like to have more people from the outside come in and see some of these wonderful old homes that unfortunately are falling down. If you go any place in the country, almost any place, places like there's one up on 4th Street that is a wonderful old building with a mansard roof, and it's just a gorgeous, could be a gorgeous home, and it's just falling. And I hate to see that. And I think there's people that in other communities, large communities that have a lot of money, I have to say it, you know, something like that, if they could pick it up for $100,000, $150,000. Now we're thinking, oh my gosh, it's not worth $20,000. But we're so insulated here in Keokuk with property prices that there are so many good deals. If we could get outside people to invest in our community and invest in some of these old homes, we could really make it a tourism draw, I think.
And it kind of ties off of that. One of the issues that's been discussed a lot is the church on 4th and High Street and the city deciding to give another chance for someone to try to save that. Do you think that was the right decision by the city council?
Yes, I do. I actually attended a city council meeting and stood up and asked for them to give these people another chance. The people that have asked for it, this is the first time that there was probably most likely money behind the ability to do this. I know they're still working on it. I understand the city's feeling about it, and I think their decision to ask for insurance from this company or this man was a good thing so that they're not liable. But hey, if we can save that church, I think that would just be wonderful. It is really a historic place, and to have it torn down, we can never get it back. I think of the mall and where it's at now, and it's falling down. And when I was a kid, that was full of warehouses, and the old library was down there and all those things. Boy, if we had those back and had money into them, what a draw it would be. It's just the same as a lot of the buildings on Main Street are falling down or in disrepair. We have got to, as a city, take pride in what we have and improve it.
Are there other issues that are on your radar that you've maybe been talking with potential voters or that are just on your radar that you would look into if you were elected to the city council?
Well, I can't think of anything particularly right now. I'm just got my ears open, and I want people, if I would win this election, I really want to be open and listen to what people have to say. I can't think of anything particular right now, Jason, but I know that there's a lot of issues out there that people are concerned about, and I'm certainly willing to listen and take it to the council if it's appropriate.